Alright, so we are holding on Yud Amud Bey. Yud Amud.
Yud Amud Aleph?
You didn't turn the page? But, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh no, we're Yud Amud Aleph.
Yud Amud Aleph.
Yud Amud Aleph.
Yeah.
Towards the bottom.
Yud Amud Aleph. Okay.
Yeah, Yud Amud
Aleph. Right, Amud Aleph Hamnuna.
Amud Aleph Hamnuna.
Yes, about 13, 14 lines from the bottom. First one of the line is Sheyesh. Amar Rav Hamnuna says Rav Hamnuna, Maidich Siv, what does it say in the Pasuk? Mi kehachacham umi adea peshadava, who is so wise and who knows how to make a compromise for this matter? Says the Gemara, Mi kehachadish baruch, who is like a kadish baruch, sheyodea, who knows, la'asais pshara, who knows how to make a compromise, bein shnei tzadikim, between the two tzadikim who were not sure, who were arguing about who should have to go to whom to give to give an explanation or to give Musar. Should the king go to the Navi or should the Navi go to the king? Bein Chizkiyahu l'Yishayahu. Chizkiyahu amar leisi Yishayahu. L'gaboy, Chizkiyahu said, Yishayahu, should come to me, I'm the king. D'achi ashkechen be'Eliyahu, d'azul l'gabi Achav. Eliyahu went to Achav to deliver a message. Yishayahu amar leisi Chizkiyahu gaboy. Yishayahu says, no, Chizkiyahu should come to me. D'achi ashkechen be'Yahayram, ben Achav. D'azul l'gabi Elisha, that he went to Elisha. So they both had precedent for each of their opinions, for each of their sides. They were both not sure, of course, on it's the covenant of the Melech versus it's the covenant of the Navi. So I'm sure we don't have to say that they were having a trivial good morning dispute about who's, you know, he should honor me more, he should honor me more. But it's probably, what is the status of the king? Should the king go here or should the king go there? So Ma Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu, what did Hashem do? Hevi Yisurim al Chizkiyahu. He brought Yisurim on Chizkiyahu. Va'amar le Yishayahu. And now Yishayahu, he told Yishayahu, Lechu Bakar Sechel. And now you have to go anyways to visit the sick. Shenemar Bayom Imahem Chol Chizkiyahu Lamos. Chizkiyahu started to get sick and deathly ill. V'yave Elav Yishayahu Ben Amoritz and Hanavi. Yishayahu Ben Amoritz, the Navi, went to visit him. Vayomer Elav, and he said to him, Koyem Hashem Tzav LeBeizcha. Write a will for your house. Ki Meis Ata, because you're going to die. V'lo Sichi, and you're not going to live. The Gemara says, what's this double lashon? Mikey, meis ata v'lo sichya, you're going to die and you won't live. Meis ata ba'olam hazeh, you're going to die in this world. V'lo sichya l'olam haba, and you're not going to live in the next world. Amale, maikuli hai, why? What did I do so bad that I'm losing this world and the next world? Amale, mishim de lo yosak de b'per v'yirevya, because you did not have children. You did not get married. Amale, because... So Rechiz Kiyo responds, Mishim techazoy li b'ruach ha-kodesh t'nafki mino ibanin d'loy ma'alu, because I saw with Ruach ha-kodesh that I would have children that are not going to be good. I'm going to have Menashe. Amalei b'hadi kivshi d'rachman ala malach. You're able to see in Ruach ha-kodesh that doesn't allow you to go ahead and make decisions like this. Ma'ay d'mefaktos, what you're commanded to do, iboy l'chalam avid, you have to do. U'ma'ay d'nicha kemei kudshe b'ruachan, what Hashem wants to do, le'avid, you should do. Of course, people ask, why is this different than Amram's decision? Amram decided not to marry his wife Yocheved because they were throwing the boys in. And the only reason he agreed was because you still have the girls.
But he had children.
Okay, so some say excellent. Some say because he was already Mekai in the mitzvah of Puruvu. Excellent. Another reason is because that was a metzias. The metzias is that they were getting killed. Here was Ruach HaKodesh. So if Hashem gave you Ruach HaKodesh, you can't use it against them.
I would say over here the reason why he wasn't not zochet to Olam Haba, not so much because he didn't have children, because that's a pretty harsh punishment for not having children, but because the reason why he didn't have children.
Maybe. He's messing with it. So Kivshi is like secrets, because of the secrets of Hashem. So Amalei Hashta Havli Bartach. So Rechizkiyo said, "Okay, give me your daughter." Efshet Degarma Zechusa Dida Didi Uvididach. Maybe if we put our two zechusim together, maybe the it will be Gerim, the zechus of mine and yours together. V'nafki minoi, and they will come out of us benin demalu. Maybe we'll be able to overpower that Ruach Hakodesh, that Nevuah, whatever it was, and we will be able to have good kids. And Amalei, no. I'm not giving you my daughter. I don't want my daughter to... I don't want to have a son-in-law that dies right away. Kvar nigzura alecha gzeira. You already have the gzeira against you. Amalei ben amoitz. He told him ben amoitz. He called him by his last name. Kala nevuah seich. Your nevuah has ended. Finish your nevuah v'tzei and get out. Kach mekublani mibeis avi abba. So I was mekabba before my grandfather, who was David HaMelech. Afilu cherev chadam. It's more than a grandfather, but afilu cherev chadam unachas al tzavari shel adam. Even if a person has a sharp sword resting on his neck, al yimna atzmam and racham, he should not stop. He should not hold himself back from davening. He should never give up. Itmar Nami was stated as well. Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Elazar, the Amri Tarvayu, they both said, "Afilu cherev chadam unachas al tzavari shel adam." Even if there's a sharp sword resting on somebody's neck, al yimna atzmam and racham, do not give up hope. Shenemar, as it says, "Hein yiktaluni loy ayachal." Even if you kill me, I will hope.
So actually, you learn the opposite from here, because the Navi told him, "You don't have a chance."
Right, and he kicked him out. So yeah. He said, "You're wrong." He told the Navi, "You're wrong."
Yeah, but
and the Maisa, he was right. Chizkiyahu was right. He did have a kid.
With Yishayahu?
No, I don't think he married Yishayahu's daughter, but I'm not sure. Amar Rabbi, so that's in the end of the day, there's a brisker Rav on this that says something along the lines of Hashem could, even if there's a gezeira labad, Hashem could change a gezeira labad, but a gezeira good you can't. So Yishayahu thought that from other sources that once there's a gezeira for good you can't change, he thought a gezeira you can't change. But it turns out only gezeira for good you can't change. He has a couple of diukim in the story. Amar Rabbi Chanan, afilu balachal loymeis amr leil adam, even if a person has a dream that the machar who meis that he's going to die, and apparently he knows that this dream is a proper dream, al yimna atzmam and rachmam, he should not stop, hold himself back from asking for mercy to change the decree. Shenemar ki baroiv chaloymeis vahavolim udvarim harbe ki esaloi kim yorim oid, with all the dreams and the empty things that happen, but the only thing you should really do is fear Hashem. There's a story with the person went to Rav Chaim Volozhiner. He said he had a terrible dream. He's about to leave on a business trip, but that day he dreamed that on the business trip he's going to be going over a certain river, a certain bridge, and the bridge is going to collapse and he's going to die. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner said, "Don't worry about it. Dreams are nothing." So he didn't say over here you should daven. I think he just says dreams are nothing. You don't have to worry about it. The guy goes on the business trip over that certain bridge. The bridge collapsed and he died. And the family came to Rav Chaim Volozhiner with tainus. He asked you and you told him that it's not going to happen. So he said, "Dreams are nothing. If somebody today would come to me and say, 'I'm going on a business trip, and I'm going over another bridge, and I have a dream that I'm going to die,' you know what I would say? Go on the trip. Dreams are nothing." So that was he held that. Nowadays, we don't, especially nowadays, Chazon Ish also says, nowadays, there's so much bad news that you hear during the day that you don't have to worry about dreams, because it's just, your mind processing things. But over here, we're going with, no, you know it's a real dream. So you know that there's a real something really against the person. Nevertheless, he shouldn't give up hope. But Yisuf Chizkiyahu panav el akir. Chizkiyahu turned his face to the wall. But Yispal el Hashem, and he dive into Hashem. My kir, what does it mean to the wall? Amar Rabbi Shimon, even though earlier in the Masechta we learned that it means you have to daven with nothing interposing between you and a wall. But Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish mikiros libay, from the walls of his heart, from the depths of his heart. Shenemar, may I, my insides, echila, should praise. I don't know, should pray. Kiros libi. So that the walls of my heart should be involved. So he used every ounce of internal kaychus that he had. Rebbe Levi Amar al iske hakir. Alternatively, it means because of the wall because with the zechus of the wall. What is the wall? Amar lefan of Rebbeinu Shlomo Hashem umashu namas, the isha hashu namas, who famously built a special attic for Elio. Elio was Zoycha to have her child revived. Sorry, by Elisha. Was Zoycha to have her child revived by Elisha, and nevertheless, all it was one kir, was one wall. So let's see. Umashina Mishaloi also said, Ela kir achas kitana. Nevertheless, Hechayesa es benah, you did Trias Amesim on her child. Avi Abba, my grandfather, this time Shlomo HaMelech, Shechafa es haheichel kule bekesef v'bezav, that covered the entire heichel with silver and gold. Al achas kama v'kama, certainly we should have enough zechusim to change the gezeira against me. Zecharna es asher hisalachti lefanecha be'emes u'belev shalom, and remember how I walked in front of you with truth and u'belev shalom, with a full heart. V'hatoiv be'enecha asisi, I did everything good in your eyes. What does that mean? My v'hatoiv be'enecha asisi, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, shesamach gula l'tfila. Whenever I davened, I put gula next to tefila. Rabbi Levi Amar Shagana's Sefer Refuos. There used to be a book written by Shlomo HaMelech that had the cure for every ailment in the world. You just opened up the common cold, find out exactly what you had to do, and you were cured. But included every ailment in the world. So, and yet Chizkiyahu hid it, because people weren't davening anymore. There was no more fear on the planet. Person got sick, he just quickly checked up his encyclopedia. He healed himself. So there was no more fear of illness. No, people weren't turning to Hashem anymore. It lost its whole purpose. The whole purpose of anything happening on this world is to get to Hashem.
He did that before he himself got sick?
Yeah, apparently, huh? No, I don't think that it saved people from death. I think it would save people from illness. In other words, if a person's supposed to die, he didn't help him. But while he was on this planet, he saved him. So if he was going to die, he might have been able to save the immediate symptoms, maybe. But the death would have happened. So Tan Rabbanan, Shisha Dvarim Asa Chizkiyahu HaMelech. There are six things that Chizkiyahu HaMelech did. Al Gimel Hoiduloi, on three things the Chazal agreed to him. Al Gimel Hoiduloi, on three things they didn't agree to him. Al Gimel Hoiduloi, Gana Sefer Refuas. He hid the Sefer Refuas, but Hoiduloi, they agreed. It's a good thing. Kiteit Nachash HaNachashis. Moshe Rabbeinu famously made that snake on a stick, which is today's symbol for medicine. And all you had to do was look at it and get healed. And eventually people started to serve it. So even though it was made by Moshe Rabbeinu, and you can imagine if you were to be able to find it nowadays, nevertheless, he ground it up so people wouldn't serve it anymore. Yes?
How does that conform to the Aseris and Zebras? It says you shouldn't make an image of anything on the belt.
The Aseris and Zebras doesn't say you shouldn't make an image of anything on the belt. It says you shouldn't make an image of one of the... you shouldn't make an image and bow to it. You shouldn't make a... Mm-hmm. This thing that you shouldn't make an image... is of a human, and it's a new Isra Dibra, right? It's a different Isra Dibra, it's not one of the Isra Dibras. And here it wasn't it was a snake. You're allowed to make a picture of a snake. You can have a doll of a snake. You can't have a doll of a human, but you can have a doll of a snake. But it's a good question. Well, give him a loyal hide on the ring. He didn't, and they agreed to him, and Girur Atzamois Oviv Almita Shel Chavalim, and he put his father, who was not a great person, and he dragged his father's bones to be Mevazahim on a bed of ropes. I guess he tied it to the back of a horse, and he tied his father's body, and he had it paraded around the city to embarrass him, because he was a bad person. And they agreed to that action, even though it wasn't Kivud Avayim, but nevertheless, it was to be Mevaz Avayi Dezara. Val Gimel Loya Hoiduloi, on three things they did not agree to him. Sosa Mei Gichain, because there was a siege and there was he did not want the enemies coming in and the Malchei Asher coming in and having anything. He plugged up the Gichain, a small little spring that was right outside Yerushalayim. Veloy Hoiduloi, they did not agree to him. Katzatz Delosis Heichal Vishigram LeMelech Asher. He cut off the doors of the Heichal and he sent them as a present to the Melech Asher. And they were not happy with that either.
Why did he
do that? I'm not sure why he did. I think it was a present. I think it was a present, but I don't specifically why the doors of the Heichal. Not that they were part of it. This is probably the Shaar Nicanor. Huge copper doors.
No, Nicanor was later.
Yeah, so I don't know why he did this.
Art scroll says gold.
They were gold. So why did he do it? What does it say?
Art scroll says that. They were told that they had to pay
some sort of tax. So he sent them as a thing. I hear.
Well, because Usher had been attacking, right? They were the one besieging them.
Right.
So I have to double check the exact context, but I know at some point it's like, okay, buy them off, and they're
all. So he's saying it's a tax, or I hear, right? Yeah. Okay. So there's some sort of reason to send them. Okay, and finally, of our Nisan Benisan, he added on an extra month to the year, like nowadays we have all our Ibra years set. That was done by Hillel back then it was done whenever they saw a need for it, and therefore he added on the month of Nisan during Nisan. Instead of like we added on Adar, he added on a Nisan. V'loy Hodulay didn't agree to him. The Gemara says, how could you add on a Nisan? We darsh in the Simsechus Rosh Hashanah. It says, this Chodesh should be for you a Rosh Chodesh. Zen Nisan ve'ein Achar Nisan. You're only allowed to have one Nisan and not two. So the Gemara says, you're right. He didn't add on anything. He added on an adder like we add on. The mistake that he made was, Ela ta'a bid Shmuel. He made a mistake with Shmuel's ruling. The Amar Shmuel ein ma'avrin es hashana b'yayim shloishim shel adar. He made a mistake with Shmuel's ruling, because Shmuel said a ruling that you're only allowed to add on to an adder before the 30th day of Adar. Before, by Adar 29, you could say, okay, tomorrow's Adar again. But once today is Adar 30th, which also could be the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, then you're not allowed to add on to a Adar again. People are going to think already that it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and therefore you're not allowed, this year you're not allowed to make it into an Iber year anymore. Since today technically could have been Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and Savar Chizkiyahu held Hoyel V'Roy, this Svara of, since it could have been Nisan, Loi Amrinan, we don't say.
In this case of Chizkiyahu, why isn't it not Pukuach Nefesh? Why did they criticize it?
For which case?
On the two cases, the door and the...
I guess they held you could have collected money somewhere else. And the water wasn't Pukuach Nefesh. The water was that I don't want him to... No, he was like, I don't want the marauding armies to get it when they finally come in.
Right, so they want.
No, that's not Pikuach Nefesh. That's just
well,
like, you know.
It goes against the enemies.
I know, but I think it's not Pikuach Nefesh.
Show the interest in God. That's what it says in here.
Okay.
So, but
the interest in God that they were not
gonna,
now
you're going into the question is what.
So there you go, because the interest in God.
You have to go to show that you trust in God, or you're supposed to do whatever you can do. God wants you to do whatever you can do.
I know, but this is not going. This is not helping them. This is burning the bridges before. This is setting fire to your oil wells before you leave. Why? You don't gain from it. You just don't let them gain. It's not like it's no hishtadlus. There's no hishtadlus here.
That's what it says here.
No, it wasn't hishtadlus. It was we're running. It was I don't want them to gain when they finally attack. I'm setting the wells on fire, the oil wells on fire, like the Iraqis whenever they run away, they set their oil wells on fire. I mean, there's no reason to do that just so that we don't gain. I mean, that's not called hishtadlus.
It says they was approaching. It was approaching for war.
I understand.
So that's.
But you're asking a question that it's hishtadlus. I'm saying it's not hishtadlus. It's not. They were running away. The question is okay. You shouldn't be. If it was Ishtadlis, then maybe we could talk, but it wasn't Ishtadlis. And the question is, so how much faith did he have? So they didn't agree to him because he didn't have faith. I guess if they knew 100%, then it wouldn't be a problem that he did it. But anybody who asks for help in his own merit, they will, and he gets help in the end, they will explain that it's because of somebody else's merit. Whoever asks somebody else's merit, he will get it in his own merit. Moshe asked for in the zuchus of other people, as it says, he said, please, Hashem, remember the zuchusim of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Eventually Hashem saved Klal Yisrael, and he said it's because of Moshe Rabbeinu himself. And I said I wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael, lulei, if it was not for Moshe Bechiroi, if it was not for the fact that Moshe, my chosen one, Omad Beperetz Lefanov, stood in, you know, the parrots in the opening in front of him, to calm down Hashem's anger from destroying. Chizkiyahu, however, who talab b'zchus atzmei, who asked to be saved in his own merit, t'chsiv zechor no es asher hisalachti lefanecha, who said, Hashem, please remember how I walked in front of you, be'emes, etc. Talu loy b'zchus acherim, Hashem answered him, but in the zchus of other people. As it says, shenemar, v'ganoisi al-ir hazois lahishia, l'ma'ani, I'm going to save it for my sake, u'leman David avdi, and for the sake of David HaMelech. So we see that it wasn't saved for his own sake, it was saved in the sake of David HaMelech. This is what Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, the Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, what does it mean in the Pasuk, Dechsev, Hinei L'shalim Mar Li Mar? It was peace and it was bitter. Even at a time when Hashem sent him peace, it was Marhula, it was bitter. Because he was said, it wasn't for you. I'm not saving you for you, I'm saving you for David HaMelech. So that's a bitter pill. A person likes to, you know, this is what it means in the next world. You don't want to. You want to get a reward for your own efforts and not for somebody else's efforts. Okay. Now, once the Gemara earlier had brought up the Isha Hashunamis, who went ahead and she built a special room for Elisha. So the Gemara discusses that for a bit. This was Elisha used to come by this house all the time. So the Isha Hashunamis said to her husband, "Why don't we make him a kir, a wall?" And the Gemara is going to discuss whether or not she had a house which she split in half, or she had an open roof and she added on a roof to it, so she made him an attic. So na'asana aliyas kir, kitana. Let us make him a small little attic. That's a simple translation. Rabbi Shmuel Chadamar Aliyah Peruya Haisa. One of them said that they had an open roofed attic, the Kiruha, and she said, let's put a roof on it. So they added a second story. The Chadamar Achsadra Gedela Haisa, that they had a very big room for a main room. The Chalkun, they split it into half. The Chalkun, the Shnaim. Bishlam, the Mandamar Achsadra.
What difference does it make?
What?
What difference does it make?
I think just Taichim Sukkim. According to the one who says that there was a big room, so that's what it means, they made a wall. They split down the middle, a wall. Now they had two rooms. According to the one who says that it was that they set up a second story, what does it mean, kir? What does it mean, they added on a wall? I think the one who says it doesn't come from the word wall, kir, but rather it comes from shekiruha, it comes from the word roof. According to the one who says that it was an attic, that's why it uses the word attic. What does it mean, alias? The Gemara says it means meula shebebatim, the better of the houses. They gave this person the better of the houses. So here you had, back in the day, it was a regular mesholach, and they gave him a special house. Turns out he was Elisha. They didn't know he was Elisha at the time. The next words the lady said to her husband are, let us put there a bed, v'sholchan, and a table, v'kise, and a chair, u'menorah, and a lamp. Somebody who wants to take from people, a tamar chacham, who wants to take from people, he's allowed to. We have a precedent set from Elisha. We see Elisha slept in this person's house. Somebody who says he doesn't want to take Hana from people, Al Yehana, he should not take. He doesn't have to. There's a precedent from Shmuel Anavi. Kishmuel Haramasi, Shenemar, Vechuvasai Haramasa, when he returned to Ramasa, Kisham Basic, because that's where his house was. But Rabbi Yechanan, that pasuk means wherever he went, he took his house with him. He had a tent. He never stayed in people's houses. He never borrowed people's cars. He never borrowed people's food. Wherever he went, he was self-sufficient. He refused to take things from people. So if you want to be a Talmud Chacham, you could be that type, where you don't take favors from anybody. Or if you want to be a Talmud Chacham that takes things from people, there's a precedent from Elisha who took things. So either way, it goes whichever personality you are, whichever type of person you are. That time Elisha, she told her husband, Hinei noya dati ki ish elokim kadeshu. You know what? This guest that we have, he is a holy man. How did she know that he was a holy man? We see from here that a woman knows about her guests more than a man. So this I have used this Gemara several times. Whenever my wife is like, I mean, we have Mishulachim stay over at our house all the time. We have a special room. And a lot of times my wife comments like, oh, I'm not so sure about this one. So I always take her advice based on this Gemara. Kadeshu, he is a holy person. Mina yada, how do we know? Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, Chad Amar Shaloiro Asa Zuvuv over al Shulchanai. One said it's because she never saw a fly flying around him. Famously with Rabbi Eliyahu Lapian. They had tons of flies around them because he was in some new moshav in Eretz Yisrael. And everybody was swatting away flies. And somebody noticed that. Look at Rabbi Eliyahu Lapian's table. There's absolutely no flies around it. So they're all looking and wow, amazing. So they went over to Rabbi Eliyahu and they pointed that at him. You know, everybody else, there's tons of flies. There's no flies on your table. He's like, nah, it's not a big deal. So then every couple seconds afterwards, he used to go like this to pretend that he was knocking away flies. V'chad amar sadin shel pishtan heitzia al mitasei. And one other person said that she used to spread his bed sheets, cotton or whatever, flax bed sheets. I mean, that's a Vilay Rasa carry on it. She never saw carry on it. He never had a midnight emission. So Kadeshu, Kadeshu, the next words in the pasuk are, he is holy. He is holy. Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, who Kadesh, he is holy. Umisharsa, however, his attendant is Eina Kadesh, is not holy. Shenemar, as it states, Vayigash Kechazi Lahadafa, and Kechazi came to push her away. This has happened after. What happened is that Elisha was so thankful to this lady, he said, I'll grant you whatever you want. So she said nothing. Gechazi said, what do you mean she doesn't have any children? Give her children. So he gave her a bracha for a child. She had a child. The child grew up, got sick, died, she came to Elisha all upset, and she grabbed onto his feet and said, I never asked you for a child, now you gave him a child, and he died. So Gehazi came and grabbed her. He grabbed her, where it's beautiful, in other words, he grabbed her around the chest, around the breast, and he pushed her away. So she felt that that was an improper grab, and he was doing it for other reasons as well. And that's the story. In the end of the story, Elisha came and revived the child. He gave us one of the instances of Tchias Mason that we've had. Over Aleinu Tamid, he always comes here. Amr Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanin, Mishim, Rabbi Elazar, Ben Yaakov, Kol HaMa'arech, Tamid Chacham, Patech Beisei, whoever has a guest, the Tamid Chacham, in his house, U'mahanahoy min HaKosav, and he's Mahanahim, he gives him, he benefits him from his possessions. Ma'ale Alav HaKosav, Ki'ilu Makriv Tamidin, it is as if he brought a carbon Tamid. That's what it means, Over Aleinu Tamid, he's always by us. So whoever has a Tamid Chacham in his house, it is as if he brought a carbon Tamid. A person should not daven in a higher area, in a high place, except rather in a low place. There are certain batei kenisyos that have, you know, a step down to the amud. I always say yorid lateva. You want to go, that's the expression in Chazal, to becoming a chazan, because you go down. Some places still have it nowadays. It says, "Mama Kim Hashem." From the depths, I call you Hashem. Tani Nami Yachi Lo Yamed Adam Lo Al Gabi Kisev Lo Gabi Shirav. A person should not stand on a chair or a stool, Lo B'Makom Kavaya, or any high place. V'Yispalal Ella B'Makom Namach. Rather, a low place. V'Yispalal and daven there. L'Visha Ein Gavus Lefnei Makom, because there is no height. Lefnei, there's no, you know, being haughtiness. Lefnei Hashem. Shenemar Mama Kim Karzicha Hashem. As it says, I call you from the depths. V'Chsev Tfila Li Aniki Atav. As it says, a tfila from a poor person, and a poor person is not standing on the high parts of town. A person davening Shemana Esrei has to keep his feet together. Their feet were like one foot, like they were together. What does this mean? Lo soichlu al hadam. Lo soichlu. Do not eat kodem shehispalalu, before a person davens al dimcham, for his life. So before a person davens shachras, this is the Gemara. One should not eat before davening shachras. Of course, if a person feels a massive difference between before he eats something and after he eats something, then maybe it is for specific people it might be permitted. But overall, we say no eating before shachras. Aye, coffee. Because coffee, lemaisa, is minig to go ahead and allow it. It helps the davening and things like that. But stam, a hot cocoa, unless it's really to wake you up, we advise not. Water, yes. Coffee, yes. Or tea, if that's what wakes you up. But and eating is only special circumstances if a person feels that he really feels a difference in having a pear or something. Sometimes people, you know, depending on who you are, sometimes people need that little boost. But to have a whole meal is taka asim. Whoever eats or drinks and afterwards davens, he sent me Hashem. He threw me after his geyecha. What is geyecha? What does it mean geyecha in this context? After his gaiva. After this person finished eating, then he's ready to daven. That's improper. Of course, if it's a fast day, so sometimes people like to get up early in the morning, and that's okay, because he's scared for the rest of the day and everything like that. Between me and you, if you have your mind on other things, you could last more than 12, it's very easy to survive a fast day. If suddenly at 6 o'clock on a fast day, you get a call from Nordstrom's that, oh, you're the millionth customer, you can come and spend 10 minutes in the store, you'd have no problem going to Nordstrom's, mapping out the place. Before 12 o'clock at night, you will not think of food. But that's the way humans are made, that if we can't have food, we think of food. And therefore, people get nervous. It's also okay. But if a person could avoid it, then even there, you should avoid it. Rabbi Yeshua Aymar ad gimel shoyis, until 3 hours of the day. This is part of the next Mishnah. This is part of the Mishnah that said that Rabbi Yeshua says you're allowed to say Kriya Shema until the third hour of the day. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halacha Rabbi Yeshua, halacha follows Rabbi Yeshua. Hakir mekan ve'elach, somebody who reads after the third hour of the day, he doesn't lose out. Lo yivsid. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Mar Ukva, ubelvad shelo yoymer yoytzer or. But after the third hour of the day, don't say the brachos Kriya Shema of yoytzer or. The Gemara says, really? May say. Questions to Gemara. A person who reads after the third hour of the day does not lose out from saying Kriya Shema. Then, it's like he's learning Torah. Ava Mavarachu, but nevertheless, he should still say those two brachas. He should still say the two brachas, Yotzar and Ava Rabba, and one bracha afterwards. So, to you have to do Chista, to you have to. Indeed, the Gemara says this is a refutation. We do not paskin like that. Iki the Amri, there are those that say that the conversation went as follows. Amr of Chista, Amr Mar Ukva, Mailoi Hifsid. What does it mean you don't lose out? Shaloi Hifsid Brachas. You didn't lose out the Brachas. You could still say the Brachas. And indeed, we paskin like that. If a person does wake up late and he's davening late, he should still say all the Brachas. Definitely, at least until Zman Tfila. That's even. The Brachas are even in Lechatchila until Zman Tfila. After Zman Tfila already, then already we're in situations, but yeah, but then already this place could say you shouldn't say it, maybe
why
until Chatzai.
Since you're only getting credit for, as if you're learning Torah, there's no reason to say
it. Apparently there's, that's what Rav Chista originally held, that it was mamish toloi in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. But apparently the Gemara is being mechalik, and the Gemara is saying that that it's separate from the mitzvah of Kriya Shema.
It would seem to me that if it's only learning Torah, it's like a bracha.
Yeah, right. Which is really what Rav Chista's Havamina was, exactly like you're saying, that it's mitlatoli in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, but it's not. You're taka not getting the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and the brachas are not for the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. There were special brachas that were set to. It's not a bracha asher kedishana b'tzivatzvan on mitzvah Kriya Shema. That's not what it is. It's special brachas that were set daily, and they were set before and after Kriya Shema. Somebody who reads afterwards, he doesn't lose out. He's just like somebody who's learning Torah. Nevertheless, he should still make the brachas two before and one after. Amar of money, gadol hakera kriya shema ba'inasa yoyser ma'ha'isik b'tera. Somebody who's reading kriya shema during the right time, he's greater than somebody who's learning Torah, because it says if you do it from then on. So it's not any worse than learning Torah. So that means if you did it before that, it's better than learning Torah. From the fact that it says if somebody reads it from then on, he doesn't lose, just like a person learning Torah. He's just like a person learning Torah. We can infer that somebody who reads at the proper time is getting Torah plus a mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Now, of course, there are levels in learning Torah. A person could learn with extreme toil and effort, or he could learn without toil and effort. So depending on how you say Kriya Shema, but it means Torah on that level. It has a status of Torah plus it's the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Okay, says the Mishnah, Beishamei Oirim Be'erev, in the evening, Kol Adam Yata VeYikra. In the evening, every person when saying Kriya Shema should lie down and read it, because it says Uveshach Becha, when you lie down. Uba boiker, and when you're in Kriya Shema in the morning, you should stand up specifically. Ya'amoid, shenemar uveshach b'cha uvekumecha, when you lie down and when you get up. So you have to physically lie down and you have to physically stand up. What was that?
It says Talmud Torah can add cool.
Right. How could Shema be better than Shema? Well, that's like the guy who said, like, somebody went to the Biskrev and says, you know, if I was back in the day Rothschild, that's the Reichman back in the day. If I was Rothschild, I'd be richer than Rothschild. Because I do everything Rothschild does, plus I tutor on the side. So I'd have an extra, you know, $11.50 an hour. So you could still get more than Tyra. Tyra is everything, but you still get an extra. It's an extra $11.50. The Briscoe said over that story to explain a certain, you know, sometimes doing a mitzvah better, like he was talking about it. But I'll call upon him, yeah, you can be richer than Rothschild. Beis Hillel Emrim Kol Adam Kaira Kedarkai. Beis Hillel says, everybody Kol Adam Kaira Kedarkai. Everybody could read however he wants to read. Shenemar Ubelechtech Avaderech, as it says, and when you're going on your way. You see that even when you're walking, you're able to say Kriya Shema. So you don't have to be sitting or standing. From the fact that you don't have to be sitting or standing, you're allowed to say it even on the way. So then we see that it's not dependent on sitting or standing. So imkain lama nemar uveshach b'cha uvekumecha. So what does it mean sitting? Or what does it mean lying or getting up? It means b'sha'ah, at the time shebnei adam sheichvin, that people are lying down. U'b'sha'ah, and at the time that people are getting up. Shebnei adam aimdin. Amar Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says I ha'yisi ba b'derech. I was going on the way. V'haytesi likrois, and I I wanted to pass like Beis Shammai, so I lay down on the road in order to pass like Beis Shammai, kidivrei Beis Shammai. V'sakanti b'atzmei, and I got into a big sakana. I got into a big danger. Mipnei halistim, because robbers at that point came over to me. I was still walking, they went to ambush me. But now that I lay down to the ground, they ambushed me. Amrulai, the Rabbanim, his colleagues told him, Kedai ha'yisa lochav ba'atzmecha. It is Kedai that you got damaged. She'avar tal divrei Beis Hillel, because you were over on Beis Hillel's words. So the Gemara says, Bishlama Beis Hillel kam mifar she'taymayu. According to Beis Hillel, we understand Beis Hillel explained their reasonings. They said, it says, v'lechtecha v'aderech. So what do you do, b'shach b'chav v'kamecha? You have to learn it differently. But the time of the Beis Shammai, they explained their psukim, and the time of the Beis Shammai, and they explained what to do with Beis Shammai's psukim of Vishach B'chav Gemecha at the time that Bnei Yisrael are sleeping, and at the time that people are getting up. Ella Beis Shammai, what does Beis Shammai respond to Beis Hillel's? What do you do with the Velech Techav Aderech? My time, I loy Amrika Beis Hillel. Why do they not say like Beis Hillel? Amri Lecha Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai would tell you as follows: Im Kain. If it's true that b'shach b'chav v'kamecha really means in the morning when people are getting up and in the evening when people are going to sleep, so then why didn't you say in the morning and in the evening? Why don't we speak straight? My b'shach b'chav when you're going to sleep u'v'kumecha when you're getting up. So it must be, like I say, says Beis Shammai, b'shash shechiva, at the time that people are sleeping, shechiva mamish, you have to be lying down also. U'b'shash kima, when people are getting up, kima mamish, you have to get up also. U'b'shamai, what do you do with the words, u'v'lech techav aderech, hay u'v'lech techav aderech, my ovid lehu, what do you do with those words? According to Beis Hillel, it means when you are, it's telling you, you're allowed to do it whenever you want. You could be standing, sitting, walking, whatever you want. But according to you, you have to be lying or standing. So what does it mean, uvelech techav aderech, when you're on the way? And if you are on the way, you have to stop and lie down, like Rav Tarfon did. The Gemara says,
ahu mi... I want to go back a minute. It always bothers me. Why were you chayav misa if you went like Beis Shammai?
The Gemara is going to say that if you're mekayim Beis Shammai, then you're not Mekayim. If you do it like Beis Shammai, you're not Mekayim. The Gemara says, forget not Mekayim, you're Chayim Misa. I would say, because if you have a psak, and we paskin like Beis Hillel, so you're basically going against the official psak, you're going against the psak of the Rabbanim. And whoever goes against the Rabbanim, it's Chayim Misa, yeah. Okay, so the Gemara says, what do you do with that? Haomi Boilahu, you need it like a detanya for the following brisa. B'shivtecha, when you're sitting in your house, that's prat l'oisik b'mitzvah. That excludes somebody who is doing a mitzvah. If you're in the middle of doing a mitzvah, you do not need to lay in Kriya Shema that day. If you're on the way, prat l'chasen, that's excluding a chasen, which is a form of a mitzvah. The Rashi explains that the reason why you need a special one for chasen is he's not really doing a mitzvah, he's just nervous about a mitzvah. So therefore, since he's nervous about a mitzvah, I would think that it's not called doing a mitzvah. Kamash Milan, no, that is called doing a mitzvah. Sometimes, you know, you're I'm helping my wife at the, you know, the house is going up, and you have all the kids running around and things like that. So you have mincha in 15 minutes, but your wife is not handling. And should you just say, goodbye, I'm going to mincha? No, you're oisik b'mitzvah, you're helping out. You're helping out your wife, you're helping out your kids, you're making sure the neighbors don't call the police, whatever. But I'm saying, but you're helping out. So you don't have to go to mincha. It's oisik b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah.
Pater from mincha, pater from shodah
daven. Even pater from mincha. But then you have to go ahead and daven, you daven two ma'arvs. But you can't, obviously it has to be that you're really oisik b'mitzvah, and sometimes you have to plan out your afternoon. If it was all planned out, I was going to daven mincha at, you know, and just at that time, the only thing I could do is I'm in the middle of helping my wife, so then could be you have to. I don't know how often you could use this. I don't use it too often.
It happens like Friday afternoon, everything's going crazy trying to get ready for Shabbos, and you need help, and so then you end up not going to mincha because
yeah,
your wife needs help. But then you run into Shabbos, so you have to do it.
Then you'd have to daven two marav, yeah, because you're an oynus for mincha. Yeah, same idea. So prat lechasan, this comes to exclude a chasan who's also working, worrying about a mitzvah. Mikan Amr, from here they say hakoynes is a basula, somebody who marries a basula. So here he's nervous that she might not be a basula. That's what he's worried about. So that's why he's putter. Ve'ez ha'almana, but if somebody's marrying an almana, somebody's already been married before, so then he's chayiv to daven kriya shema. The Gemara says, where do you see in the words b'shivtecha b'veisecha and v'lechtecha b'aderech that not somebody who's doing a mitzvah? My mashma. Amar papa ki derech. Because it says when you're going on the way, and you're probably going for not a mitzvah purpose, ma derech rishos, just like walking on the way is a permissible not mitzvah activity, af kol rishos, so too everything that you're doing, if you're on the swing, if you're reading a book, anything that you're doing is a permissible activity, then you have to read Kriya Shema. But if you're doing a mitzvah activity, you don't have to read Kriya Shema.
When they talk about doing Kriya Shema here, are they talking about, because we think here you walk around, like, Shema takes, what, 5 minutes to say?
Yeah, there's a machlekes Rishonim on this Gemara, whether or not you're Isaac, but you could do both, whether or not you have to do both. We're asking, you don't.
It's just a matter of, like, okay,
And obviously, if you could stop the mitzvah, if you could stop the mitzvah and go to Kriya Shema, then you could do that. You could be Mekayim both. That's not even being Mekayim both at the same time. That machlokes v'shanim is mekayim both at the same time. If you're able to do the first one, and then these are all discussions in the v'shanim.
Even here, where they're saying, like, can we stop any dangers off because he's stopping on the road?
Right.
So if he stops for 5 minutes, is it really?
No, that wasn't Isaac b'mitzvah. That wasn't because it was Isaac b'mitzvah. That he was going for whatever. I don't know where he was going.
Right, but even, I'm saying, even besides Isaac b'mitzvah, you stop for 5 minutes on the road and you're endangering yourself. Like, I want to say, okay, it's a bad neighborhood. You want to move on quickly. But if you stand still for 5 minutes, is that really endangering? I mean, you might stop just because
depending on the situation, is it endangering? I mean, you could be endangering yourself. Stopping in a bad street on the south side is probably considered endangering yourself. You know, just random, go there in a nice suit, a sign on your back, I'm carrying cash. 30 seconds, I don't think it lasts.
Is this the main source of learning in the Torah?
Of what? Of the
concept,
Kamecha?
No, the concept of Osek B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah.
Is it what?
Is this the main source of learning there?
B'shach B'chav Kamecha, yeah.
Okay, because what about Pesach Sheni? I thought we learned it from there.
This is not the main Gemara about it, but this is one of the sources. It's going to be a Gemara in Sukkah coming up. But this is one of them. Yeah, sure.
So
this is one of the main ones.
Why do we need two places to teach?
Oh, that's why we'll have to see in the... we'll have to see. This. He who learns from here doesn't learn from there. It's not going to be... This is the main source, I believe. My ma'ashma amara papa ki derech. Ma derech rishus. Like, we're going to see Beis Shammai doesn't learn from here. This is only Beis Shammai, I mean. Oh, we'll see what Beis Hillel does with this. So far, this is only Beis Shammai. Ma derech rishus, af kol rishus. Just like derech is rishus, just like going on the way is a rishus, so too everything, so too only when you're Isaac in a rishus must you do a mitzvah. So af kol rishus, so too only things that you're doing that are rishus must you stop to say Kriya Shema. But if you're doing a mitzvah, you don't have to stop. The Gemara says, how do you know you're going on the way is for a non-mitzvah purpose? Maybe you were going to buy a lulav and esrik. Mile eskin into ka'azal dvar mitzvah? Are we not talking about even if you were walking to a dvar mitzvah? And nevertheless, the Torah says, "B'shichdecha b'veisecha uvelechdecha v'aderech." V'afilu hachi amar Rachman, and even still, the Torah would tell you, "Likri, you should read Kriya Shema." Question mark. The Gemara says, if it was talking about where you were going on the way to buy a lulav and esrog, im ken lichtev Rachmana b'sheves when you're sitting in the house, ubeleches when you're going on the way. My b'shivtecha when you're sitting when you're your sittings, ubelechdecha and your ways. It's mashma b'sheves didach, specifically your sittings when you're doing nothing but reading a book, ubeleches didach, or when you're going on the way for your reasons because you have winter break, you're going for nothing. There, hu de mechayavis, that's when you're required to read the Kriya Shema. Ha de mitzvah, but if it's for a mitzvah purpose, petiras, your pater. So that's what he does with those words. Yehachi, afilu koinus es ha'almana nami. Questions the Gemara, just to clarify. So even if you're marrying an almana also? So the Gemara says, hai tarid, v'hai lo tarid. No. You're right, you're about to do a mitzvah later that night. But it's not tarid. You're not, you could, like Michael was saying, you could stop. Just stop for a second. Stop in the middle of the, on the way up to the, you're having a whole wedding, so right before you cut the challah, say Kriya Shema. You don't have to be busy with it the whole time. Masha'enke, by marrying a basula, you're nervous. You can't get your mind off the fact that maybe she's not a basula. Imishim terda. The Gemara says, oh, it's because you're nervous? So then what happens if a person comes along and tells you that a person that you know the stocks had a major tumble? Afilu tavas vinos abiyam, even if your boat sank in the sea, nami, you should also not have to say Kriya Shema. You're upset then also. Your mind is not 100% with you. V'chite machanami, if you want to say that's true, and echanami, but it's not true. Alama amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, why did, it's not Alma, it's Alama. Why did Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda say, Amarav Av Ovel, somebody who is a mourner, Chayev Bechol HaMitzvahs HaAmuris B'Torah, is Chayev in all the mitzvahs that it says in the Torah, except for Tefillin, Chutz Min HaTefillin, Shaharei Ne'emar Bahen Pe'er, because it says Pe'er, it's like a glory, and Shenemar Pe'er Chachot V'Shalecha, as it says by Tefillin, that you have the glory on your head. So, and an Ovel doesn't have a glory, so that's why an Ovel doesn't wear Tefillin, but he has to do all the other mitzvahs, like Kriya Shema. Why? An Aval also, he doesn't, he's not 100% calm. He just lost a loved one. The Gemara says, Hasam tarit tirda the mitzvah. No, by marrying a basula, you're worried about a mitzvah. You're worried about doing a mitzvah, you're worried about getting married, and you're not sure it's going to work out. Will it work out? Won't it work out? Is this girl really who she says she is, etc.? However, haka, this that you're worried because stocks fell, or because the boat sank, or because the person is an Aval, haka tarit tirda the rishus. You're right, you are in... Your mind is not 100% there, but it's a tir de rishus. It's not a mitzvah. Ubei Shammai. What does Bei Shammai say? So the Gemara takes out the Bach takes out the next these words Ubei Shammai, but it's really focusing on okay Beis Hillel. What do you do with that pasuk of b'shivtecha b'veisecha uvelechtecha v'aderech? What do you do with that pasuk? You can't tell me it's Bei Shammai answered it up beautifully, but if you subscribe to Bei Shammai. So then you lose your raya in the Mishnah. Ubeis Hillel, so we skip to Beis Hillel. Ubeis Hillel, Amri, Memeilo Shmami Nada Filip Derech Nami Kari. Beis Hillel says, no, I agree to you that it's coming to tell you that if you're walking on the way and it's teaching you that Pratla Oisik B'Mitzvah, excluding somebody's Oisik B'Mitzvah. But the Chiddush is, but what we see is Memeila, that even if you're walking on the way, even if you're walking on the way, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema. Beis Shammai learns that it's coming to tell you exclusion of somebody who's Oisik B'Mitzvah, and therefore, according to Beis Shammai, you have to stop on the way and lie down by night if you're late in Kriya Shema, except if you're on the way to a mitzvah. Beis Hillel says, no, it doesn't say that you have to lie down. It says, I agree to you that you learn from there except for a mitzvah. You're only chayiv if you're not doing another mitzvah. But what I do see is that you're allowed to say it even when you're walking. As long as you're not doing another mitzvah, you must say it even when you're walking. So that's the machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Does it mean literally when you're walking, or does it mean while you're walking you have to stop? That's the end of the day, the machlekes. But both of them agree that you learn Prat L'Oisik Ben HaMitzvah from there. Tan Rabbanan, Beis Hillel Oimrim, Oimdin V'Kayrin, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema, you stand and you can read it, Yoishvin V'Kayrin, you could sit and you can read it, Umatin V'Kayrin, you could lie down and read it, Holchin B'Derech V'Kayrin, you could go on the way and read it, and Oiskin B'Melachton, you could be busy with work V'Kayrin and read Kriya Shema, whatever, as long as you say it, you don't have to be in a specific position.
So you don't have to have Kavona for the mitzvah, is that it?
I don't think it doesn't have to go in for the mitzvah. Oiskim b'malach that the Gemara is going to talk about soon.
Yeah, you're involved with your work.
Yeah, so the Gemara is going to say that for the first Kriya Shema, for the first bracha of Kriya Shema, for the first pasuk, you have to stop. We're going to talk about it coming up on Daf Tezayin. That's going to be a discussion. Literally, what your question is going to be brought up. Umayi said there was a story of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azari. There was a story of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azari. Shahayu masubin b'makim echad. They were eating. V'hayu Rabbi Shmuel was lying down, moita. Rabbi Elazar ben Azari was zokov, was standing up. Now, kevin shehigia zman kriya shema. Once zman kriya shema came, so it was night. It was nighttime. Hita Rabbi Elazar lay down in order to be like Beis Shammai. And it was zokov Rabbi Shmuel, so Rabbi Shmuel stood up. Why are you standing up? Yishmol achi, Yishmol my brother. Em shalach mashal. I will give you a mashal to what just happened. L'mahad davar daimer. To what is this compared to? Mashal. It is a parable compared to le'echad she'emrim le'zekeinecha megudal. Somebody says to his friend, "Your beard, it's amazing." You know, every time I rent a car at Newark Airport, and there's this guy who takes the cars back. Every time I come back, he says, "Man, I love your beard." He's the guy who beeps you in. If you come back in the middle of the night, you take the 5:30 flight back. That old man there, he says it to me every time. So, Mashal echad she'im lo zekeinecha megudal. Your beard is beautiful. Amar lehem, yihye keneged hamashchisim. As soon as you say, wow, you say, I want to go chop it down. I'll take it off. So Afkach, so it's over here. You were lying down. Ata, you, Kozman Shani Zokov, every time, the entire time that I was standing, Ata Moita, you were lying down. So now I lay down to be like you. Afshiv Kishani Hatisi, Ata Zakafta, you stood up. So Amar Lai, so Rabbi Shmuel said back, Ani Asisi Kedivar Beisol, I was doing like Beisol. You're allowed to do whatever you want. Va'ata Asisi Kedivar Beisol, but you, who clearly liked standing, and yet to say Kriya Shema, you specifically sat down, you were doing like Beishamai. So, what are you screaming at me for? V'loy oida, not only that, Ela Shema Yiru HaTalmidim V'yik V'u Halacha L'Tayres. And not only that, but maybe the Talmidim will see and they will say that. That's the Halacha. What does that mean? Says my V'loy oida, what is this second thing that Rabbi Yishmael said to him? Can we clarify it? V'chi Tema Beis Hillel Nami. And if you want to say, you're also doing like Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel says you can do whatever you want. Nami Islehu Matin, Beis Hillel would also allow you to say it lying down. That's Hanimila Demata V'asa. That's if you're already lying, then Meikar Demata V'asa Meikar. We're originally Meikar is originally. We're originally you were already lying down. Aval Hacha. But over here, Kevin and Hashta Hayisa Zakuf. Up until now, you were standing. V'Hashta Maita, and now you started to lie down. Amri, people would say, "Aha, Shma Mina Ki Beishamai Svir Lahu." People would say, "Apparently, we paskin like Beishamai." That's why they're both lying down for the nighttime Kriya Shema. In fact, Rabbi Elazar, who was standing, specifically lay down for the nighttime Kriya Shema. So Shema Yiru HaTalmidim V'Yikbu Halacha L'Dairus. Perhaps the Talmidim will see, and they will be Kaveya the Halacha like this for Dairus. That's why I stood up, because I didn't want anybody to think that the Halacha is really like Beis Shammai. Tani Rabbi Yecheskel. Rabbi Cheska says, "Asa kedivrei Beis Shammai." If a person does like Beis Shammai, asa. He did good. He was mekayim the mitzvah. Kedivrei Beis Hillel. If a person does like Beis Hillel, asa. He's mekayim the mitzvah. Rabbi Yosef Amar, no. Asa kedivrei Beis Shammai. If a person does like Beis Shammai, loy asa v'loy klum. He didn't do the mitzvah. The Tnan, as it states, Misha Hayaroyshe v'rubai besukkah. If somebody, if we had a Mishnah in sukkah, if somebody has his head and most of his body inside the sukkah, but the table that he's eating from is in a house. So, for example, this is the sukkah. He has his table over here, and he's facing outside. He's not yoite. Beis Shammai poislin Beis Hillel machshirin. Beis Shammai says that's pasul. Beis Hillel says it is kosher. Amar lehem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, "Ma'ase shahochu ziknei Beis Shammai v'ziknei Beis Hillel." So the people, the young students of the Beis Hillel yeshiva said to the young students of the Beis Shammai yeshiva. But there was a story where our rabbeim went over. They went, both Rebbeim from both yeshivas went, Lebakas Rabbi Yochanan ben Hachuranas. They went to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Hachuranas, Matza'uhu, and they found him in this position in the sukkah, Shaya Roshav Aruva Besukkah, where his head and most of his body, which is all you need technically, was in the sukkah, the Shulchan B'Dei Chabayis, and the Shulchan was inside the house, V'loy Amru V'loy Klum, and they did not tell him anything. So we see like us, says the Talmid of Beis Hillel. We see that your Yaitzei. Amru Lahem, and they said back, Misham Raya, that's your proof. That you have the story wrong. Afheim Amrulai, they did tell him, Im Kain Hayisa Noyeg, if this is the way you were Noyeg, this is the way you practiced, Loi Kiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha, you are not Mekayim the Mitzvah of Sukkah ever. So we see that if you do like Beis Hillel, when according to Beis Shammai, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah, so too, if you do like Beis Shammai, according to Beis Hillel, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah.
Also do that.
Right.
You have to do it specifically against Beis Hillel. So should we all sit in a sukkah with part of ourselves outside?
No. In that case, specifically that case went the other way.
Right, but I'm saying, like, you have to specifically do it in a way that Hillel would say no.
Of course not. If you're totally in the sukkah, then it's fine.
Right.
But the question is, if a person was standing and then he specifically sat down to be like Beis Hillel, it sounds like he's not Yotze. But I'm quickly seeing this Tosis over here. He's basically asking your question. Like, what's the big deal? Since you did improperly, Taisa says, since according to Beis Hillel, you didn't need to do it, He's taka makes it a gzeira that you're not yaitza your mitzvah krishma. If a person specifically lies down to be like Beis Shammai, he has to read krishma again according to Taisus. I don't know how we paskin, but you have to read krishma again. They specifically made a gzeira that you're not yaitza.
So it's like, to go back to the sukkah, if you're eating and you realize that, oh, part of you is outside of sukkah, and you specifically go into the sukkah all the way.
Right. Now, according to both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, you were in the sukkah all the way. It's a gezeira, because your table is outside, you might lean over. But it's not talking about where you leaned over. You were in the sukkah. Rosh Shiva Rupa was in the sukkah. The question is, do we make a gezeira? Beis Hillel says you made a gezeira. Beis Shammai says you don't. Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel that you are not yoytze the sukkah like that. Even though it was a gezeira. And lamaisa, you ate in the sukkah.
So you start off, you realize that, oh, according to Shammai, you're not yoytze, so right, you back up a little bit to be all the way in the sukkah. Would Hillel say, probably not.
I hear what you're saying. Probably not. But
return to the position where that Shammai would say no?
Right, probably not. Let's just finish off, and this is like Rabbi Langsner was saying before. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, Asa Kedivrei Beis Shammai, forget not being Yoytze, but you're even Chayav Misa. Because if not, Amar Rabbi Tarfan, Ani Yisi Baba Derech, I was once coming on the way, Vahatisi Likores Kedivrei Beis Shammai, and I leaned over to be like Beis Shammai, to lie down to say Krishma like Beis Shammai, Visakanti Batsmi, I put myself into Sakana, but Pnei Halista because of the robbers. And Amar Loi and his colleagues told him, Kedai Yisalacha Batsmacha, it was Kedai. It was coming to you that you were to get hurt. Because you violated the Rebbe's Hill. So we see, it's not only that you're not Yoytze, but you're literally going against Chazal. All right, since they're not starting, let's go a bit weiter. Just turn the page, and we get to see our goal. In the morning, you say two brachas before the Kriya Shema and one bracha afterwards. And in the evening you say two before and two afterwards. Achas aruchah v'achas k'ser, one long one and one short one. Like we know, both in afterwards it's emes v'amuna or emes v'amuna and one short one, hashkivenu. Makam sh'amur laharach, in the place that they say that you should be long, eno sh'ar l'katzer, you can't make up your own bracha, make it short. And l'katzer, if it says short, you can't make it long, eno sh'ar laharach. L'achtem, if they say say a bracha at the end of it, like Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal Yisrael, you're Ein Rishay Shalachtem, you can't finish off without a bracha. And Shaloi Lachtem, like Vayir Priho Eitz, Ein Rishay Lachtem, you can't say, I want to say a bracha with the thing at the end. And we will stop over here.
Yeah.